Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you what, it is a phenomenal day at the beach. And I mean that. You know, we have got scattered rains and showers. Thank goodness this tropical storm dissipated before it came ashore out here. But I tell you what, man, we are getting rains. It's beautiful. The sun comes out. I was out early this morning, right at the crack of dawn. You could see the sun coming through behind those gray clouds, and it was just an awesome picture. And it reminded me of this book that we're doing with John Maxwell, because if you're focused, you can see the light coming through the storms. And that's what this was. And it was like, dude, this is so cool. I mean, I don't know. I walked 3 to 5 miles today. I went in and had a cup of coffee at my favorite place. My mentor is dogging me about cheese grits, so I didn't eat cheese grits. I actually had egg and cheese sandwich on rye bread with no mayo, so that we're cool, you know. And then I was going to go bike riding, but it's showering so much. I just came back here, and I started focusing on taking this training to the next level. Grow to your maximum potential. And what really excited me was the fact that tonight on Aces Radio Live, we're going to have one of the greatest success stories in the history of the NFL, Mr. Rod Smith. And I know Rod personally. I've done a piece on him myself, and we're getting him live on the radio show. But this is a kid that grew up in Texarkana, Arkansas, a black child in the middle of the South in an era where the word, and this is going to offend some people, so just deal with it, the word nigger was used all the time. The racial prejudice was so heavy in certain areas of Arkansas, throughout the South, but specifically in Arkansas during the 70s, that this kid had to overcome so much. And Rod overcame not just being born on what we would call the wrong side of the tracks. He didn't even go to the right college. But listen to this. You do not want to miss Aces Radio Live tonight. And this today's training covers this. Listen to this. In 1994, he walked on to the Broncos. They signed him as an undrafted free agent. In the history of the NFL, he's the only undrafted free agent ever to have 10,000 career receiving yards. He's ranked 15th in NFL history for receptions, 16th in overall receiving. He's been an all-league, all-area, all-state in Arkansas for I don't know how many years when he was playing. He lettered in football, basketball, and baseball. Here's some of the cool stuff. Rod started supporting an orphanage in 1994. After signing with the Broncos, he supported that orphanage and supported that orphanage, still supports that orphanage today. In 97, he had the opportunity to meet those kids. Rod Smith is an amazing individual. In 2007, he was inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. The boy's got three kids, two boys and a daughter. He's going to be on Aces Radio Live tonight. But here's the deal about Rod Smith. He's one of the most humble individuals that I've ever met. He has not forgotten where he came from, but what he's never stopped doing is growing. See, if you're going to succeed, if you're going to reach your full potential, you've got to continue to grow. You've got to know what to take with you on this trip. This is one of the reasons I love what I do. A lot of people say, Troy, how'd you get into this side of the business? Because I saw so many people hurting. So many people from a corporate level, founders that were hurting, that didn't know how to get their companies growing, to distributors starting a home-based business that didn't know what to do. And I thought, you know, if God has blessed me with a beautiful wife who can write books, He's blessed me with the opportunity to work side-by-side with some CEOs that can pay the bills, then I should be able to go out there and help the masses if we can, with some nuggets and sharing with them some of the greatest people that we've ever come across. Because the one thing that I've always learned, and I learned this in the old Hebrew book of Proverbs, and basically what it is the difference between knowledge and wisdom. See, too many times people want to read a book and they want to gain the knowledge. I don't care about the knowledge. That doesn't do anything for me. But if I can apply the wisdom, then that's going to create some action, and I'm going to become a better person and help others. John Maxwell writes in this chapter that throughout his traveling experiences, he has been blessed with an organization that takes care of him. He's got a wonderful wife that packs his suitcases, makes sure he has his toiletries and all that. He's got an assistant that makes sure the plane tickets are there, the hotel's there, the cars are there, the people to meet him, the food, all that good stuff. He's got somebody back at the office that's making sure the notes are ready for him. He knows exactly what's expected, what's not expected, what he's supposed to do, what he can't do. But the one thing that he doesn't allow anybody else to do is pack his briefcase. His briefcase is where he puts everything together. He puts it all there. Everything is in the briefcase for his trip. Listen, so that he can continue to grow. He has the books that he needs to read. He has the outlines, the manuscripts that he's working on. He has reports he needs to study. When I read this at breakfast this morning, I started snickering because I all of a sudden realized where I have my habits. See, when Paige and I go on our trips, and we go every other weekend with the kids and we head north and we see our baby girl, she packs everything. I mean, everything in the car is ready to go except two pieces of luggage. One piece of luggage is where all of my electronics are, my hard drives, my laptops, my iPad, any accessories that I need to make sure that everything's running right. The other is my personal messenger bag where my journals are and a few necessities that I've carried for many years. Those are the two bags. Inside I have my notebook, I have the books that I'm reading, I have any study material, I have any outside objectives that still need to be taken care of through the week. And I looked at this and I thought, man, here's just one other area where I never knew where the habit came from. It just became a ritual with me, and I learned it in this book in 1997. John writes, the secret to making this system work is the time that I spend before I leave. Since I started doing this, I've never been on the road and thought, shoot, I've forgotten something. Paige laughs at me because she'll pack the car and say, oh, I forgot about what you have to put. One bag goes under my seat, one bag goes in the back. This is funny. Do you guys realize my daily rituals do not change no matter where I'm at? I get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning, 7 days a week and a half since the Marine Corps. I'm in the hotel lobby. I'm in the little area because we stayed at a hotel where we get the free breakfast and all that good stuff. And now I'm on first name basis with the night auditor and the gal that cooks the breakfast because they said, Mr. Dooley, how you doing? I said, no. Remember, it's Troy. Troy, what are you working on this week? Last week they were laughing because I had my newest book that I'm reading right now, and it's I suggest everybody get it, but most people won't read it, so don't go out and buy it. But it's called the Yahoo Style Guide, the ultimate source book for writing, editing, and creating content in a digital world. See, folks, here's the kicker about what it is that I'm talking about here. This is what John's talking about. If you're going to do your success roadmap, and you're going to grow to your largest and your best potential, then you personally can never stop growing. You know, on a regular basis, I purposely go and look for books on romance, on sex, on relationships, because after 23 years of marriage, I realize, man, I don't have a clue about the woman that I married because she is always changing. And I want to be the best husband that I can. So I'm always trying to read up on what is it that women need? What is it that wives are looking for? What is it that will help relationships grow? See, you have to look at every aspect of your life. You have to be able to delegate what's not important and dig deep to what is important. If you're not out there building something, then you're going to go south. Listen to this. Every one of us has a boatload of crap we want to get taken care of. But like Rod Smith, we have to decide what we're going to focus on. I told you that Rod lettered in basketball, baseball, and football. He did not go try to master all three. He had a love, a deep, dying passion for football. And he knew that he wanted to play for the Denver Broncos. And he gave it his all. Do you realize? Now, this is, matter of fact, I'm going to digress a little bit. I put a video up on Facebook last night that is a very insightful video. It's the trailer for the third season of a very controversial television program called The Sons of Anarchy. And it talks about a one percenter motorcycle club. Jim Gilhouse, because I knew his passion, he shares this with me, would explain about a one percenter organization. About the fact that you're committed all the way or you're not committed at all. Rod Smith was a one percenter. See, he didn't join the NFL to play with all the different teams. He didn't join the NFL to get a bigger paycheck. He joined the NFL so that he could play for the Denver Broncos. He's one of the few that started and ended their career never playing for another team. He was committed. Win, lose, or draw, he was committed to the organization. If you're going to grow to your fullest potential, you have to be committed to your organization. You have to be willing to understand a few things. Number one, you've got to understand that growth is change. If you're the same, if your wife looks at you today and says, boy, you're the same guy that I married 23 years ago, buddy, let me tell you something. You got major issues. You need to fix them. See, you should constantly be growing. She should be looking at you and saying, you know what? You're not the man I married. You have become an amazing person. In some cases, like in my case, she'll look at you and say, you know, you're not the boy I married. You're not the man I expected to end up with, but you're sure the heck not the boy that I married. See, you got to grow in every area of your life. Second thing you've got to understand is growth is a choice. I don't have to grow. I no reason to grow. I live at the beach. We have nice weather most of the time. I can always find a shelter to get under. There's always fish in the sea. I won't go hungry. I could go off the grid. I could just be a bum. I could be the same way that a lot of people are, where they're lethargic, content. You want to know why I can't do that, though? Because deep in my heart, I have this flame, this burning passion to be somebody. I have a burning passion to leave a legacy for others. I have this burning passion that even when I want to get out of the fight, even when I just want to shut the door, turn the phones off, and not do anything, God brings somebody or something across my path. Never freaking fails. See, you've got to constantly understand that growth is change. You've got to understand that growth is a choice. If you personally decide, not your circumstances, not the government, not wars, not rumors of war, not, if you personally decide, I'm not going to grow, then you won't grow. Howard Hendricks, who has become I love this man. He's so old it's pathetic, but most of your great preachers of the 20th and 21st century, all the way back to Franklin Graham to the most current ones like Andy Stanley today, went through one of his college courses. And this is something that he says, and I like this. And at Catalyst, the first year I was there, I've bought everything that he's ever written. He's such an articulate individual in a layman's terms. I don't know. It's probably because he teaches college. But listen to this. He asked this question. How have you changed? Not are you changing, will you change? How have you changed lately? In the last week? In the last month? In the last year? And can you be very specific? I can be very specific. So I watch my change. I document my change. I know that 120 days ago, I was living in resentment. I was living in resistance. I was living in revenge. And a man came into my life in an indirect way. He decided to reach out and send me a copy of a book that had such a life-changing impact that all of a sudden I had to grow again. I had to stretch out of my comfort zone and move to a new level. It has been so traumatic for some people that are around me. They've stopped following me on the internet. Because what they liked was the old Troy. The old Troy that would get on a bandwagon and throw stones at other people because he didn't care about the fact that he lived in a glass house and they might throw him back. So all of a sudden, they didn't like a vulnerable Troy who was willing to say, you know what, my life sucks sometimes, but here's what I've learned. They wanted the TMZ Troy that was out there trying to build controversy instead of building relationships. See, sometimes even when we are trying to do what's right, we believe our own press and let it go to our head. But growth was a choice. I decided I wanted to grow. I decided I wanted to be something different. I decided I wanted to make a lifelong impact. And as I documented this growth, as I was going through this book, it truly amazed me of what I'd seen about myself. See, that's what we've all got to look at. So how do we change this? Let me share some things. There's 10 things I want to share with you in the next 12 minutes. Number one. If you want to reach your fullest potential, then you have to realize that you have to choose a life of growth. Growth is going to be hurtful. It's going to be, you're going to be stretched. It's going to be painful in some areas. You're not going to like the feeling at first, but if you work through it, it's going to be all right. When I started riding my bike again, it wasn't my legs that gave me a problem. It was my butt. Because you're going through sand, you're going over concrete. At first it didn't hurt at all, but the next day, man, it felt like I'd been beat. I didn't want to ride again, but you know what? I got back on it and I did it again. Last night, my son and daughter-in-law came over. I was coming out of the pool area, had on some shorts and no shirt. It's not something that I usually do when I have guests. And she said, Dad, you are looking good. You losing weight? I said, yeah, because Tom Hopp won't let me eat cheese grits, but yeah, I'm losing weight. She noticed. Riding that bike, making those morning walks, it's paying off. Maybe on Saturday mornings I'll reward myself with cheese grits. But life, choosing a life of growth is number one. Number two, start growing today. Listen. You have to start today. Don't, you know what you want to know? You want to know why TV makes fun of beer-bellied, overweight, white men wearing what they call those wife-beater T-shirts with barbecue stains on the front of them and a remote in their hand? Is because those guys are the epitome of unsuccessful people. They sit around and they say, oh, why do today what we can put off and do tomorrow? And then tomorrow never comes. See, if you're that kind of person, if you're that little gal that's sitting in the trailer park, watching your kids, your little rugrats play in the dirt, and that's the life that you've chosen, and you don't want to change, then you're probably not on this radio show anyway. But if you're at that position right now and you say, I want to be somebody, I want to make a change, then you've got to be like Rod Smith and you've got to say, I'm starting today. I'm going to make the change today. I'm not going to let anything hold me back. See, growth isn't automatic. You've got to get off your dadgum butt and you got to go do something. Growth today is what's going to provide you something tomorrow. Growth is your responsibility. You cannot shove this on your wife, on your kids, on your teacher, on your drill instructor, on your upline, on your downline, on the fact that the guy running your company sucks. You can't do none of that. You control it. That's why I go back to the Sons of Anarchy. That's not a TV show that most of you will ever watch. Matter of fact, the first 5 minutes, you're going to say, Troy's a heretic. How can he love Jesus and watch this show? I'll tell you that right now. So instead of watching the show, go get the book Macbeth, because it's just a modern-day Macbeth, and go read it. But I'm telling you what, when you understand what growth is and the stretching that you've got to do, you're going to make it. It's something, but you've got to take the responsibility. Number three, be teachable. Last week I shot out a little video, and then I shot out some requests from some friends of mine. Men and women that are some of the most successful people I know at all stages in life. Said, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Here's what I want to do. And you know what? Every one of them have responded. Well, not every one of them. The ones that love me to death have responded back and said, Troy, we like this. Troy, that we think you're off base right there. You need to change that. A few of them have texted me great ideas on how to further my relationships with CEOs. Because I'm teachable. I didn't do that and then don't want to take their answers. I want to do that and learn from them. Hey, what do you guys think? What do you gals think? And they helped me with that. Coach Wooden, who's one of the greatest coaches of all time before he passed away, he wrote this. It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. I remember at 17 years old with hair halfway down my back, with numerous physical victories and a whole bunch of ones that I'd lost. I walked into the Marine Corps boot camp thinking I was the baddest person around. Snot-nosed, long-haired hippie boy. I thought I knew it all. 12 weeks later, I realized I hadn't known anything, and now I knew a whole bunch of new stuff. 23 years later now, not quite that long, I've learned something else. I've learned I'm still growing because of men and women that talk and teach and really I allow into my life. The fourth thing you've got to look at, you've got to focus on self-development, not self-fulfillment. Now, this goes back to what I said yesterday. I get so sick and tired of this cockamamie myth that I hear all the time about people saying, well, you know what? We want to be your friend and we want to help you out, but what's in it for us? What's in it for me? If you want my support, I'll give you lip service on Facebook. I'll give you lip service on your blog. I'll give you lip service, you know, on your radio show, but what's in it for me? That's called self-fulfillment. But see, when you focus on self-development, you know what you do? You go out and you purposely attract people into your life who will help you grow. One of the men that I respect to the fullest, I mean, if he called me up today and said, Troy, I'm going to be in Destin, I don't have any place to stay, I'd put him up in my home, and I've never met him personally. Now, he won't do that. He's got more money than sense, but his name's B.K. Barreco. And the reason I would say that is because B.K. focuses on self-development. When I called up BK one day and said, I got a question for you, you know what? He didn't say, well, what's in it for me? You going to join my company? You going to come in here and build something? What are you asking me for this product for? BK, I'm not going to do that. He never asked me that. You know what he said? Troy, how can I help? Is there anything I can do? Well, here's what I'd like to do, BK. Let's see if we can help each other. I'd like to do some reviews on the parent company and on Vima and on you and your sisters and the culture that you've created. Oh, okay, that's cool. He sends me out the product. I do the videos. We start talking back and forth. He says, if you ever need anything, let me know. I call him up and I say, you know, I'm out of that next vitamin and my kids are loving this. He goes, well, I'll send you some. Then one day I had a real issue and I contacted him and said, man, I got this issue. What do you think? And he took time out of running a multi-million dollar organization to take time with somebody and to speak into their life in a self-development way. He has never earned a dime off of me. I've never been in his company. But he focuses on self-development. If you want to be a leader that's going to take it to the next level and you're going to reach your fullest potential, then you have to focus on self-development, not self-fulfillment. Sad, but it's true. Number five, never stay satisfied with current accomplishments. Let me tell you something. This is the downfall of some of the greatest people that I've ever met. They go out and they have one big success. I mean, total success. Great success one time, and 20, 30, 40 years later, you know what? That's all they talk about. Well, back then, this is what I did. I hate that. Never stay satisfied with your current accomplishments. You got to bust your butt. You got to keep going. You got to get a new accomplishment. You got to have new failures. I remember when my mentor, Art Williams, bought the Tampa Bay hockey team. This hockey team was millions and millions and millions of dollars in debt. Art bought the company, paid off all their debt. They called him Uncle Art. Art was a football coach. He didn't know a head from a hole in the ground about hockey. Team kept losing, kept losing, kept losing. Eventually, him and his partner sold the team. And they made fun of Art because of his little southern backwards drawl. And the other day, I read an article. Somebody said, you know, why do you guys make fun of Uncle Art? Because if Art Williams hadn't come into this town and bought that team, we wouldn't have a team at all today because that team was upside down in debt and the banks had foreclosed. And he paid off all their debt and took a loss on the team, but he saved this town, their hockey team. That's an accomplishment for Art. He never stays. Art doesn't go back and say, man, look at my days in A.O. Williams. Now, he does that sometimes, too, and he helps the company, even though he's not a part of it now, except as a stockholder. But, you know, he has another little story, too. When him and Angela got married, they stayed at this little bitty hotel out here in I think it was North Carolina. Not too many years ago, he found out that the resort was in disarray and was getting ready to go into bankruptcy and could possibly be torn down. He bought the whole cotton picking thing, left the team in place, hired some new developers. Now they've redeveloped it in this nice bed and breakfast. Another great accomplishment. Folks, you cannot set back on your accomplishments. Number six, you've got to be a continual learner. See, it's not about knowledge. It's about wisdom. It's about taking and applying what it is that you have learned, taking it to the next level. Number seven, you've got to concentrate on a few major themes in life. Now, everybody's different. Here's what I focus on every day because I believe if I focus on this, it will change my life. Number one is the relationships. I determine which relationships that I want in my life. I focus on my attitude. I focus on my communication. I focus on my leadership. I focus on my personal growth. And I focus on my ethics, which actually helps me determine how I'm going to live out my values publicly. Everybody's different. Number eight, you've got to develop a plan for growth. It's the only way you're going to make it. If you don't have a plan, if it's not written down, if you're not carrying it with you, it won't work. Number nine, you got to pay the price. There's prices to be paid, energy levels, physical level, financial. You've got to pay the price. And number 10, you have to find a way to apply what you've learned. Folks, there's so much more in this chapter that we cannot cover. You need to go buy John's book, Your Roadmap for Success. Be with us tonight on Aces Radio Live, where we will have the NFL great Rod Smith talking to him. You don't want to miss it. It's at 5 p.m. Central. You can go to acesradiolive.com, get all the information. Feel free to call in if you want to. It's going to be a great show. Folks, have an awesome weekend. Live life like it's an epic adventure, and I'll see you at the top. Bye now.